Welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two, so fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Wealthy Coach podcast, my wealthy friends, soon to be wealthy friends. Pretty excited about today's episode, as always. We're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, which is group programs, right? If you've been following me for any amount of time, you've probably heard me talk a lot about group programs. And today I want to talk about three different ways you can actually run a group program. Now, the reason I love group programs is because it allows you to work with more people while making more money. Because one-on-one coaching can only take you so far. And you might absolutely love one-on-one and never want to do anything else. And that's totally cool. But some people will actually start to get really tired and burnt out as they get busier in their health coaching business when they're only doing one-on-one. And this was the experience I had. I started with one-on-one coaching and I was super into it in the beginning. And as time went on and I got busier and busier and busier, and once my schedule was completely full and completely booked out, I just started feeling really exhausted because it required me to spend a lot of time on my computer staring at a screen. And it's a really big energy output, right? When you're doing one-on-one coaching, you are in your best power, you're in your best energy, you are giving, giving, giving. And some people can do that endlessly and never feel fatigued. But a lot of us, especially if you're a projector like me, if you don't know what I'm talking about, look into human design, figure out what your type is. But I'm a projector, which is a little bit more of a rare type, and I don't have a lot of access to energy for work. And that's okay, right? And I've really gotten my business to a place where I can take a lot of time off, I can take lots of breaks, and I'm probably only working about 25 hours a week. So the reason why group programs are great is because you can serve a lot of people, make more money, and group programs are actually a huge benefit for your clients as well, because they are getting your knowledge, your brain, your support at a cheaper price point than it would be to actually work with you one-on-one. Plus, they are getting the addition of community, right? And community is super important, especially these days, right? People are really disconnected from their communities. So being able to offer your clients an online community of people who have the same struggle as them, who they can connect with, make relationships with, and have people to reach out to and vent to is incredibly powerful, right? Because I know a lot of people who have chronic health issues, and this is something I experienced personally as well, is that I felt really alone because no one around me seemed to be struggling like I was. And I felt like I had no one to talk to. And when I talked to people, they were like, oh, you know, you're fine. Just go to the doctor. You're probably just stressed out. Like, I didn't ever feel like people truly understood what I was going through, right? So being able to have a community of people who understood was really powerful for me, and it can be really powerful for your clients as well, okay? Obviously, launching a group program is a whole nother thing and can be a bit stressful, and that's for me, at least personally, why it took me so long to launch a group program, because I was really intimidated, and maybe you're feeling that way too. And I'm going to talk about how you can get some help launching your group program at the end of this episode. But I want to talk about three different ways to run a group program, because people are usually a little bit confused as to what a group program actually is and maybe how it's sort of differentiated from a course. In my opinion, there are three different types of group programs you can run. And these are the names that I have given them. I call it group low touch, group high touch, and group hybrid. So let's start with group low touch. Now, group low touch, some people might classify as an online course. I think it is kind of close to an online course, but I think it's a little bit different, because me personally, when I think of an online course, I think of getting the instructional course with limited support. You know, when I think of an online course, I'm thinking of fully DIY. So you just buy the course and you do it on your own and there's no support. Or maybe you get access to a Facebook group where you can ask questions, right? But with group low touch, what you're doing is people are getting the instructional content. And I think, so a little side note here before I get into this, I should have made notes for this episode, but I'm kind of just freestyling it. So hopefully my brain won't confuse you too much. But a lot of people are confused about group programs, whether there should actually be teaching or a curriculum involved, right? And some people will actually differentiate a group program from a course based on whether there's a curriculum or not. And when I say curriculum, I mean like video modules and teaching modules and trainings and that sort of thing. And some people do run group programs without that instructional piece, but I actually believe that instruction belongs in a group program. I think it makes your life a lot easier because the truth is there's so many things that everyone needs to do. If you help them with anxiety, you're probably going to put everyone on the same diet. You're going to give the same sleep recommendations. You're going to give the same stress reduction recommendations, meditation recommendations, whatever that is. So I think having a step-by-step instructional format for your program is really beneficial for them and you, right? Because you don't have to repeat yourself a million times and they actually get the information they need in a step-by-step way that allows them to succeed. So I do believe that there should be an instructional component to all group programs. That's what I believe. I think it'll make your group program more powerful. So what is group low touch? So group low touch, so when I say touch, I mean sort of the intimacy that you have with your client. So with a low touch, you have less intimacy. Now that doesn't mean you don't have any intimacy, but it means that it's lower than the other two types. So the way that you would run a group low touch program is that you would have your training calls, right? Or modules, however you want to do that. Either you'd be teaching the instructional curriculum in a live format, or maybe you would have pre-recorded it into video, or maybe written it up into a manual, or even done audio recordings. That can all work. But the way that you support your client is in sort of a webinar style way. So you are answering people's questions, right? You're supporting them, but they're not actually talking with you on a call, right? They're in the chat box. They can ask the questions in the chat and you're talking on camera. And that's why I call it low touch, because you're not actually speaking directly with the person. You are sort of supporting people through these webinars and through chat. This is actually my personal preference for group program, just because for me personally, that is the best way to protect my energy, right? And this may not be what you want. It's not better. It's just my preference. And it's how I actually run a lot of my kind of group programs and courses, right? Health Coach Accelerator, I would call it group low touch, right? Group Program Academy would be group low touch as well, okay? So basically, you are still supporting people, but you're doing it more in a webinar style way. Now, the advantage to doing a group program this way is that you can scale it, right? It's really easy to scale because bringing more people into your program doesn't significantly increase the time that you need to put out, right? Obviously, at some point it would, you know, like right now in Health Coach Accelerator, we have 30 students. But if I was to get 100 students, like, yeah, that would greatly increase the time, right? And at maybe 100 students, I may need to bring in another coach, but I could double my course tomorrow and it would still be generally okay, right? I could double the program tomorrow and it would still be okay. So that's what I consider group low touch, okay? And again, some people might actually think that's close to an online course. I think there's some overlap, but I would call that group program low touch. The next way that you can run it is what I call group high touch. So you're having a little bit more intimacy with your group members. And so you are still having your instructional curriculum that you're teaching either in a live training call or in some sort of pre-recorded or pre-written way. But the support component, the support calls, you actually bring people onto a Zoom meeting with cameras on and audio on where you can actually speak back and forth. Kind of think a little bit like a mastermind. Each person maybe has 10 or 15 or 20 minutes of time with you per call. Everyone's on that group call. So I call that group high touch. You obviously can't scale this the same way that you would scale group low touch, right? Because you're not going to be able to have the energetic output to be on one of these coaching calls for really longer than 2 hours. I think 90 minutes is a max. Some people can do 2 hours. And if everyone's gonna get at least like 10, 15 minutes, you're kind of maxing out at about 10 people, right? If you had 10 people on the call and they each got 10 minutes, right? That would be 100 minutes, right? So that's just over an hour and a half. You can't scale it indefinitely, but obviously a program like that, you can sell it at a much higher price point because you don't have to, you know, they're getting more interaction with you. They're actually getting a little bit of almost, not necessarily one-on-one time, but they're actually getting that intimacy with you. So you can sell it at a little bit of a higher price point. Are you feeling a little bit burnt out, maybe a little bit under-inspired working with private clients? Totally get it. In my health coaching business, when I really started to get busy with private clients, it was awesome, but at the same time, I found it really draining to my energy and I really started to burn out. So this is a really good point in your business where you might want to consider launching a group program. Group programs are amazing because it allows your clients to access your support at a lower price point. It allows you to help more people for less time. Plus, it adds in that community piece, which people are so lacking these days, especially when they're struggling with health issues. So maybe you've considered launching a group program, but the thought of creating it and marketing it and launching it and going through that whole process feels really overwhelming and kind of crazy. And maybe you just feel really scared, and that's all normal, okay? But that's why I created my upcoming course, Group Program Academy, which will help you create, launch, and monetize your first group coaching program. So inside this upcoming course, I will help you create a group program that sells, one that actually gets results for your ideal clients. I'll help you plan out the pre-launch and your entire launch plan so that you can sell new clients into your program and make your group program one of the best in your industry so that you can become the go-to expert in your niche. As someone who only runs group coaching programs and courses, I can say they are super fun, they are super rewarding, and I highly recommend it. So Group Program Academy is going to reopen. This used to be my course, Profitable Groups, but I've updated it. I've basically made over the entire course, and that is gonna relaunch in just a few weeks at a mega price promotion. You will not wanna miss out. You just wanna make sure you are on the VIP list so you do not miss out on that. And you can access that in the show notes for this episode, or just go to go.kendraperry.net/PG-VIP. That's go.kendraperry.net/PG-VIP. Next one, the next type of group program is called group hybrid. Okay, and a lot of people will opt for this, especially if you're doing lab testing. If you want to bring lab testing into a group program, group hybrid will typically be the best option, but I've also seen group programs done in actually both group low touch, group high touch, and hybrid, okay? But basically what a hybrid is it's basically a mixture of group coaching with one-on-one. So you are going to, again, have that instructional curriculum that you teach either live or pre-recorded. You're gonna have the coaching calls, and again, those can be either taught over a webinar, like group low touch, or they can be taught on a Zoom meeting, like group high touch. Either or is fine, but then the addition is that these people are going to get some sort of one-on-one call. Maybe they get a one-on-one call at the beginning and the end, maybe they get bi-weekly calls, that sort of thing. Now, obviously, again, there's a scalability issue with this. You can only scale it so much, right? Unless you wanna bring in other coaches to help you, because you can only take so many one-on-one sessions at a time. But again, you can charge the highest price point for the group hybrid. It's not necessarily a big deal that you can't scale it when you can charge a higher price point. But if you do want to scale at some point, that will involve you needing to bring on another coach, and same with group high touch, right? Bringing on another coach. Now with group low touch, you can go a lot further without needing to bring on another coach, but with all methods, at some point you will sort of max out where you'll actually have to bring in help. So those are the three different ways to run a group program, and which way is best for you, honestly, really depends on your personality, how you like to support people, and how you think is the best way for your clients to get results, okay? So for example, if you are someone who worked with more complex illnesses, like let's say you helped people with Lyme, doing a group low touch may not be the best option just because it's a pretty severe condition. These people typically need a lot of support and you're probably going to want to do lab testing. So with like a Lyme program, I actually might recommend doing sort of a group hybrid, right? But if you're doing something less chronic, maybe anxiety or acne, then you could definitely do a group low touch and that would still get them the result. The reason I choose group low touch for my programs, again, is because of my energy. It's the best way to protect my energy, and I can only show up as my best serving my clients when my energy is right. And it's just really interesting. There is something about, for me, being on a live webinar, just answering people's questions that I love. I actually love it. Isn't that weird? Like, I just love when people are just firing questions at me and I can just be there, you know, answering questions and supporting people in that way. For some reason, I feel really energetic about that and it doesn't drain my energy. Whereas when I'm on a meeting and people, I'm actually speaking with people back and forth, there's something about that that really drains me, okay? And that's something I actually learned when I was running my mastermind program last year, because we would have these hot seat coaching calls and we'd have six people on at a time and they'd each get 15 minutes to ask questions and get our help. And for some reason, as much as I loved it, because I loved my mastermind ladies and they were amazing and it was so rewarding to see so many of them get amazing results. And if any of you are listening, I love you. This is not me telling you that I don't love you. It's just, it was a really good lesson for me in that, wow, this was very draining for my energy levels. And as a projector, as someone who doesn't have unlimited access to energy, I have to be very intentional. And for me, that's what it was, but it might be different for you. And I would never recommend running a group program in a style that didn't make sense for you or you just found really draining overall. And in the end, for some people to protect their energy levels, they have to go for a fully DIY course, right? I know people who do that. They don't offer any sort of touch. They just do DIY courses, or maybe they offer a basic Facebook group and that's what works for them. And that's fine, right? I think it's a bit harder to do that business model in health and wellness, and it will take longer to optimize. But in the end, you really have to do what's best for you. But the reason why I love group coaching programs is because there's so many great ways to offer them. And all of these ways, you can offer them dependent on your energy level, right? So you can really customize these group programs to your energy level, okay? So I hope that was helpful. I just wanted to show you what is possible with running a group program. Now, if you are a coach and you've been doing one-on-one coaching for a little bit or a little while, and you're starting to feel that one-on-one coaching fatigue, you know, maybe you are feeling a little bit less inspired, you're feeling a little bit more drained, and you have this urge to launch a group coaching program, but you just don't know where to start. And the whole process seems really overwhelming and, well, frankly, kind of scary. I want to tell you about my upcoming course, Group Program Academy. This was formerly Profitable Groups, but I rebranded it. And honestly, a lot of people were getting confused and was thinking that Profitable Groups was about Facebook groups. So I decided to rebrand it as Group Program Academy, and I'm going to be doing a launch of the DIY version. So this will be fully DIY with no support. I'm going to be launching it in just a few weeks at a no-brainer, super crazy promotional price. And if you are someone who, you know, just wants the information and you're very self-motivated, then the DIY version might be a really good fit for you. Just make sure to get on the Group Program Academy VIP list so that you get that information and you get offered the promotional price. Now, if you look at this program and you're like, yeah, Kendra, this sounds great. I want to launch a group program, but I want your support. What I have coming up in September is a way to sign up for this program and get that group low touch support from me. So in the fall, I'm going to be launching the Wealthy Coach Insiders Club, which will be a membership that will have two, possibly three calls a week. We will have a Q&A call. We will have the opportunity for you to submit things for review. We will have tech support office hours where you can get help with all the tech stuff. And potentially I might add in a monthly or bi-monthly breathwork call to help you work through your launching and business blocks. Okay. So that's not going to be available until probably October. So if you're interested in this program, but you want to have more access to my support, then I actually recommend waiting until the fall, or you can sign up for the DIY version in a few weeks and then hop into the membership in the fall if you need it. So that will all be options for you. So if you're interested in running your first group program, and guys, I teach this to you in a way that is very minimalist. I try to stay away from fancy, expensive platforms, because the purpose of your first group program launch is to just get it out there. And we want to do that without all the fancy extras, right? So I'm going to show this to you in a very minimalist way with the purpose of just getting that group program out there so you can get it out, test it, and then optimize everything later and add in the fancy extras later if you want. So I will link to the VIP list for Group Program Academy in the show notes for this episode. Had a little burp there. I hope you didn't hear that. And the show notes for this episode are kendraperry.net/episode73. That's kendraperry.net/episode73. Okay. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to connect with me further, one of the best ways to do this is actually on my Instagram account at Kendra Perry Inc. Make sure to send me a DM there and say hello. Let me know if you like this episode or if you have any requests for future episodes. I'd love to take inspiration from you. You can also connect with me on my YouTube channel if you want tutorials and tips to grow your health and wellness business. Just search Kendra Perry on YouTube and you will find my channel. Or you can connect with me in my email community. I send out a super fun and super actionable business tip every single Tuesday, and you can access that in the show notes as well. We will have links for all of those things. And again, that's kendraperry.net/episode73. Thank you again. I will see you next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. And I'm wondering, do you want to help me with my mission to end health coach poverty? Because if you do, I need all the help I can get. And all I need is 2 minutes of your time. If you could leave me a 5-star review on iTunes, that would help so much. These reviews help get my podcast in front of more people, which means that I can reach more health coaches and complete my mission. Thank you so much for your help. And I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode.